Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Well, last year, just in time for Christmas, the fourth anthology of the Hot Apple Cider series hit store shelves with a selection of fiction and nonfiction stories and poems. Writers from across the country contributed to Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon, stories of finding love in unexpected places. And on the phone with us tonight to talk about it is co-publisher and contributor Les Lindquist. But before we talk to Les, let's listen to It's All Good from Ally Matthews' Tell Me a Story CD.
Cloudy sky, so what? Another lousy guy. Well, I swallowed all my foolish pride. Now I'm thinking there must be a bright side. Well, right now I'll stop crying over all that I'm not. Right now I'll think of all the things that I've got. Cause baby, I can choose the words that I say. Oh, and it's a change the world if I could. And things don't always go like they should, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So what? My dreams went up in smoke. So what? My life's a mess and I'm flat broken. Now that all the facts have been collected, and I could use a fresh perspective. Well, right now I'll stop crying over things that have passed. Right now I cherish all the love that will last. Well, this life is crazy anyway. Yes, and it's a lovely, lovely day. Even the blues are the coolest shade of periwinkle. Look behind. Change the world if I could. And things don't always go like they should, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
And now to our conversation with Les Lindquist. Good evening, Les.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, let's give our listeners a little bit of background information about you. I think this is the first time you and I have actually done an interview. So let's talk a little bit about you. How did you end up as co-publisher of the Hot Apple Cider books?
Well, it started out as a venture to really try and get the voices of Canadian writers out to the Canadian public. And so we did a sponsorship with World Vision to give the books out at their events in their fundraising events. And that was a really important way of getting them out. So we got involved because we kind of had a passion for Canadian writers. My wife in particular has been writing for years and has really seen what really is frustrating to her is that the Canadian writers often get overlooked in their own country. And so we've got some really good Canadian writers, and so it was a passion to get those words out. So we became co-publishers with the Word Guild and with World Vision for the first two books. And so that's really how we got started. So what they are is a collection of stories by Canadians, and there's stories, there's poems, there's some fiction. And it's a way of putting together a number of stories because we really love stories and people love stories.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you know your wife, NJ, who is has been writing for a number of years. But you yourself got into writing. I mean, you contributed a piece to this latest Hot Apple Cider edition, and you also did one for the second one. What sort of led you on your own journey of deciding to write as well?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I retired from IBM as an executive consultant a number of years ago, and afterwards I was looking at my resume, and one of the things they suggested you do is to write up your publications. And so I started going through, and when I got to 30 pieces, I realized, hey, maybe I am a writer after all. I had always thought of my wife as the writer because she had the 11 books out and everything. So I realized I was a writer. So the first piece that I had in the second cup of hot apple cider was really talking about that transition as I retired from IBM and looking at the next 20, 30, hopefully 40 years of my life, and saying, you know, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And so that was, it was just a story that meant something to me, something that I wanted to share with people. And I think that's where most of my writing comes from, something that's on my heart and something I want to share with people that I think will help people.
Well, as you've been going on, and especially like you say, you started looking at the number of things that you'd published and that, and that realization of being a writer, had you ever really thought of the fact that this is something that you could be doing, you know, on a consistent basis? And who have been some of the people that have kind of influenced you along the way as you've been developing your writing?
I think what's really influenced me, quite frankly, is mostly my wife, obviously, because we have the most close relationship. But over the years, I've met just a lot of good Canadian writers at conferences like the Write Canada conference. And I've had so many good conversations with people who have been able to share with me the stories in their lives and how they struggled to get them out and what they did to be able to have the discipline to write the stories and how they learned that they needed editors and, you know, to help bring out their voice. And it was mostly, I think, interaction with a lot of other writers. I've read some, you know, some books by people who, you know, who have inspired the writing as well. But I think mostly I've been influenced by other writers that I've talked to, including, of course, you know, the editors who really support the writers in everything they're doing.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that with Hot Apple Cider, the first couple of books were sort of a co-sponsorship between yourselves, the Word Guild, World Vision, and that. What led to the decision to keep going on with this? Because this is now, Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon is now the fourth book within that whole Hot Apple Cider series. So what led you and Nancy to decide that, hey, we want to continue this on?
I think mostly it was the fact that we'd met so many people with stories and we wanted to get more stories out. But there's an interesting sidelight here. When we look back at the first book, even though we didn't set it out, there were a lot of stories about faith in it. And so we thought, that's interesting. And then when we looked at the second book, there was a lot of stories about hope in it. And naturally, we felt we had to finish the trilogy. So Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon is subtitled Stories of Finding Love in Unexpected Places. And so that's really the theme of it. And I think it's really, to me, it's just really that. There's so many good stories that people need to hear that will encourage people, that will make them, you know, challenge them to do better, challenge them in their own lives. And it's just a passion to share that.
Well, before we were before we went on the air, we were talking about some of the things that have happened over the years with the publishing industry, and there's even in the the decade that you've been doing the Hot Apple Cider ones, there's been a number of changes. How has what's been happening in the industry challenged you in terms of putting out the Hot Apple Cider books?
Well, I think the biggest challenge, frankly, is the fact that a lot of Christian bookstores have struggled over that last decade. And so there are fewer Christian bookstores for people to go to and find books like this. And that is, you know, for those that are still there, I think they need to be cherished and treasured. But I think that, to me, was the biggest thing, is the bookstores, while still providing a service, aren't reaching the whole audience. And so we've had to really look at other ways to try and get to those audiences. And one of the things that has also changed in the last few years is really the prevalence of online, not only vendors like Amazon and Chapters and Kobo and those sort of things, but also the switch to ebooks. And so while ebooks aren't taking over entirely, they're certainly an important part of the market these days. So that's been an important part of what's happening in the last decade, the transition from fewer bookstores available and then more and more online. And so what we have to do as a publisher is to look at how can we adapt to that, and how can we take advantage of some of the new technologies. So it's, you know, for us, it's a matter of building up a reader list of people who are interested in our books, and then letting them know when we come out with new books or when there's a deal on someplace. So just as a matter of fact, if you go to hotapplesiderbooks.com right now, we are giving away an ebook of the first book, The Hot Apple Cider, for people who would like to learn about our upcoming books. And that's part of the changes in the marketplace these days, is you really need to reach out to readers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk specifically about this latest edition, Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon, and we're going to do that, but before we do that, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Les Lindquist. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I'm the girl in the green room, getting ready for the show. Now the audience is waiting, and it's almost time to go. I've got these songs here in my pocket, and my heart out on my sleeve. I'll leave my nerves here in the green room, so be gentle with me, please. Well, you might laugh, you might weep, you might drift away to sleep. You could embrace me like a baby, or grind me up like meat. It's not applause that I will sing for, not your praise that is my end, but it's the mystery of moving from a stranger to a friend, yeah. Oh, well, I can be as tough as concrete or as fragile as a rose. Share this tender hour, just like lovers, I suppose. I'll hear the hope inside your laughter, see the pain behind your eyes. Our hearts are naked with the music as we sway side to side. This is my glory, hand in hand with my doom, 'cause I'm the girl.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to The Girl in the Green Room from Allie Matthews' Tell Me a Story CD. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Les Lindquist. Les, looking at the latest book, Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon, and you said it was sort of the third of the trilogy that looked at the themes of faith, hope, and now with Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon is love. What has kept the series going? Because, there must be something that has been out there that people want to read these books, and even people want to write for these books.
Yes, I think the connection with stories in your own life are probably the main thing that makes us want to continue the series, and that is that there are always events that happen that we may not really be able to deal with them ourselves, and because we're too close to them. But sometimes when we see another writer deal with a similar issue, and that you know, it's a couple of the issues that we're talking with about in this book are the loss of even a child or the loss of a spouse. And when you see how other people have dealt with those stories, it really helps you to come to grips with what's happening in your own life. And so what we're trying to do with the book is to bring some of those stories to people. And I think that's really what has made people, what has attracted people to the first two books is those stories. They're real stories. They're not puffed up stories, really try to make you feel happy stories. They're real stories about real people struggling in their lives and how God is faithful in the midst of it. And so that theme, I think, has been really what has touched people and what has made it worthwhile keeping going.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at that, I mean, how many submissions did you get for Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon?
I don't know the exact number, but it was well over 100 that we received. And we put out a call to people who were Canadian, and what we also asked is that they affirm the Apostles' Creed, so that we were getting people who were writing from a Christian life perspective. And so we got over 100 of them, and we spent a good deal of time going over them very carefully.
Well, how do you decide, like, when you're looking at that many submissions, and there's close to, 40 stories, I believe, in the book?
It's actually 67 stories.
Sorry, 67. Book, so. Okay. That's, looking at that, how do you decide which ones stay and which ones you're not able to use?
It's very difficult to reject people, I guess, because even in the ones that we rejected, there was often a gem of a story in there, but quite frankly, we just had to look at it and say it would just take too much work to bring out that story, and so it's one of the trade-offs you make. And even in some of the stories that did go in, caused a great deal of editing work, and other stories were pretty much good the way they came in, and so it's a trade-off in the workload and the time that you have available and the space you have available versus the just getting them in. And so we really want to, I mean, it's part of our nature to want to tell all the stories, but we've had to come back to some people and say, you know, your story is good, but you just need to work on it more before it's publishable. Mm-hmm. And rejecting people is always difficult.
Yeah, and looking at that and looking at that whole process, like, how long does it take? I think a lot of people, when they get a book in their hand, they really don't realize how much time and effort has gone into putting this all together. How long did it take to actually put this anthology together?
I would say that it happened over just over a year in this latest one, and that was largely because we had a lot of the templates done from having done the first two. So we put out a call for submission, gave people a number of months to reply, and then as they came in, we started sorting them into A group, B group, C group, and so that went over several months, and then we put out the call to the people to say you've been accepted, and then we started the editing process and gave them a chance to bow out if they didn't want to go through some of the, in some cases, extensive editing. So it was about a year, and then you get into the production side of finishing the editing, putting it into the software, you know, getting it to the printer, and then getting it into the distribution system, so that bookstores can actually order it.
Now, this probably isn't a fair question, but when you were looking through yourself and that, were there any of the stories that really stood out for you as either favorites or ones that you were really drawn to?
Well, I'd have to say, as any good parent, that all the stories are my favorites.
Yeah, I've heard that story before.
Right. I would say that it's kind of funny because I've read through the book numerous times, as you can imagine, and different ones hit me at different times. For example, there's a story by David Kitts called Champ, which is about his dog, and sometimes I read that and it's, you know, I really break out laughing, and other times I just sort of pass by. You know, it's that way with a lot of the stories. But I love the first book the first story in the book, The Other First Prize, a story about a young boy in a race who has other priorities. It's probably not surprising, but one of my favorite stories is the one that touches me, the fiction story by NJ, my spouse. So that one gets to me every time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to, looking at our time, we have to take a quick break again, and then we're going to come back and finish off our interview and our conversation with Les Lindquist, co-publisher of Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon, the latest in the Hot Apple Cider series of anthologies. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Well, I'm worn like the soles of my old sneakers, and I'm sad like the words in a goodbye song. Oh, I've been spent like my last dollar, and just like yesterday, I'm gone, gone, gone. Oh, I got bit by the crazy love bug, and I fell like a fool, and my heart got stuck. Now I'm lost in a maze of indecision, to run away or stay. Trust my luck. Oh, I guess you never know.
Sometimes I just don't know.
Hold on and let it go.
Don't wanna let it go.
It's just the mystery of love. I'm twisting, I'm turning. This long and winding highway, change my mind at every hairpin turn. I'll either find my very own Prince Charming, or chalk it up to one more lesson learned. Yeah, I sure could use some wisdom.
It's just my cynicism.
Hold on and let it go. Just the mystery of love. I'm twisting, I'm turning. Think I'm gonna freeze and then I'm burning. Gotta navigate my way back to the start. Wish I was flying. I keep trying. Heaven only knows that I'm not lying. Just following my switchback heart. I could use a jolt of
welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Switchback Heart from Ali Matthews' Tell Me a Story CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Les Lindquist. Now, Les, this the Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon came out just before Christmas. People have had a chance to get a copy of it and read it. That, what's been the reaction to this particular volume to this point?
I think overall we've had positive reactions from people. Just commenting again on the fact that the stories are stories of real people, and the stories that that can touch lives. And so that's been the feedback. It's been very well received. We've had people come back for more and more books as they've read it, and then they say, "Oh, I want to get this for my friend and or my family." And so I think, to me, the thing that's been really exciting is the repeat orders from people who bought it and then say, "Oh, I've got to share this with someone else."
You mentioned earlier that this was the third of a trilogy. The books looking at the themes of faith, hope, and love. Are there plans for any more hot apple cider projects?
Right now, we're assessing that. What we've been wondering about is perhaps some more themed books, a little bit shorter, and themed like something about the workplace, as an example, about stories from the workplace. And so that would likely be not necessarily that one, but we're looking at some themes that would possibly be the next group. And quite frankly, it's very exhausting to do this, and so we're taking a deep breath right now. And there's no commitment that we will do it, but essentially that's what we're going to do next, is to do smaller books as opposed to the volumes like these ones over 400 pages.
Right. Well, where can people find out more about the Hot Apple Cider projects?
The website for the books is hotapplecider.com, and you can find out about the books there. You can also, they're obviously in places like Amazon and that sort of thing. And they certainly, if your local Christian bookstore doesn't have it in stock, they can certainly get it in for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing from our standpoint is, we use our website for most of our sharing with people. And if people would like to sign up and get updates, as I said earlier, right now we're giving away an electronic copy of the first one to people who would like to sign up and get further updates.
Great. Well, Les, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thanking my guest, Les Lindquist. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. Be sure to tune in next week at our new time of 9 p.m. for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @CELAW13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.